Senate will come to order. Would all senators indicate their presence by voting? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 18 members present. Senators Poland and Tillian are excused from a call of the Senate today.
Our chaplain this morning is Pastor Johnny Reimer of the Auk Bay Bible Church.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, I thank you for this new day, for the blessings and privileges that come with it, for the challenge and responsibility that holds out to us. Thank you for the love that you have shown to us. Thank you for the gift of life eternal that is extended to us in the person of Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you for our country's freedom, for leaders, for men and women of insight and courage. In the light of our present responsibility, we ask that you will deliver us from the spirit of procrastination and give us a sense of balance and urgency. Keep us from selfish gratification and mere personal gain. Grant us the love and active concern for one another. Deliver us from the fear of the unknown. Give us courage for present responsibility. Keep us from the temptation of exalting things and using people. Keep us to love, obey, and serve the one and only true God in the interest of our fellow man. Grant us the courage to use the abilities we have been given to pursue the tasks that await us. Give us that measure of faith by which we draw upon your ability and power so that these tasks may be successfully accomplished.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 114th legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
President, I move an action on this consent that the journal for the 114th legislative day be approved and certified.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. Introduction of guests.
Senator President, Bradley. Take great pleasure in introducing about three people from the Anchorage area. One of the finest young men I know. He says, yes, sir, no, sir, and that's sort of uncommon these days. Our Bradley Spees. He has a good first name. And also Mr. Vince Vitale from Eagle River. And Marion Bond from Anchorage.
Any further introduction of guests? Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, there are some other guests in the gallery, and I would ask Vince Vitale to introduce them, please.
Mr. Vitale?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The seat of the field is my left.
Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor.
Message of May 1. Dear Mr. President, I have read the following resolutions and transmitted the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Resolution Number 13, supporting construction of a small boat moorage basin at Anchorage. Senate Resolve Number 4. Senate Resolution Number 15, urging Congress to maintain its diplomatic relations and the Mutual Defense Treaty with the Republic of China. Senate Resolve Number 5. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. Message of May 2nd, dear Mr. President, I have signed the following bill and transmitted the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 642, Finance, Special Appropriation to the Mortgage Insurance Fund of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and providing for an effective date, Chapter 43. SLA 1978, sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. That is all the messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
Message of May 2nd. The House has passed the following and transmitting for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 885 by the Finance Committee, entitled An Act Making a Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Fish and Game and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
That is all the messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
There are no communications this morning, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, I have one communication dated May 1st, subject referral of committee bills addressed to Senator Robert H. Ziegler, Chairman of the Senate Rules Committee, from Billy G. Barrier, Director, Division of Legal Services. This communication addresses, to some extent, the suggestion and observations that Senator Ray made several days ago concerning the introduction of bills and the matter of first referral. I'm handing this to you and asking you to put it in today's journal. I guess automatically all senators will have it as soon as it's been reproduced in the journal. It does not totally and completely handle Senator Ray's suggestions or observations, and we will ask Mr. Barrier to elaborate more fully than he has in this communication. But to do so, I think we should have a conference, Senator Ray and Senator Ziegler and I, as to how we might phrase our questions to Mr. Barrier. No further communications. Standing committee reports.
The Commerce Committee has had Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 83, Ownership of Satellite Earth Stations in Rural Alaska, and the committee reports it back as follows. Senator Bradley, chairman, signed do pass. Senator Sumner and Hackney signed no recommendation. There is no referral on Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 83.
Rules.
The Commerce Committee has had Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 100, Federal Aid Highway System, under consideration, and the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Bradley, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Sumner and Hackney. There is a further referral of Senate Concurrent Resolution 100 to the State Affairs Committee. The State Affairs Committee has had Senate Joint Resolution Number 43, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States relating to the budget, and the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Willis, co-chairman, and concurred in by Senators Bradley, Huber, and Ray. Senate Joint Resolution Number 43 has no further referral.
Rules.
Senator Willis. May we have an at ease?
Senate will stand at ease. Senator will come back to order. Senator Willis.
Mr. President, State Affairs would like to waive SCR 100 and SB 585.
Would the Secretary so note? All right.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had Senate Bill 9. General obligation bonds of $14,300,000 for capital improvements for community colleges of the University of Alaska under consideration, and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill 9 with a new title, and reports it back as follows. Senator Hackney, chairman, and Senator Bradley signed do pass. Senator Willis signed no recommendation. Senate Bill 9 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee has had Senate Bill Number 421, Special Appropriation to the Alaska Court System Capital Budget, under consideration, and a majority of the committee reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Senator Willis, co-chairman, signing no recommendation, and Senators Bradley, Huber, Ray, concurring. Senator Curtula signed do pass. Senate Bill Number 421 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Commerce Committee has had Senate Bill Number 585, appropriating $250,000 for the state share of project cost of portage to Bear Valley Road, under consideration, and the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Bradley, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Sumner and Hackney. Senator Willis just waived his referral to the State Affairs Committee. The next committee referral would be the Finance Committee.
Very well.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has had Senate Bill Number 599, Regulation of the Sale of Alcoholic Beverages by Municipalities, under consideration, and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 599, same title. The report was signed as follows. Senator Orsini, chairman, and Senator Hackney signed do pass. Senators Willis and Sumner signed no recommendation. Senate Bill 599 has no further referral.
Rules.
The State Affairs Committee has had House Bill Number 621, Unemployment Insurance Coverage for Employees of State and Its Political Subdivisions, under consideration, and reports it back with an amendment, and further reports it back as follows. Senator Willis, co-chairman, signed due pass. Senator Huber signed due pass without amendment. Senators Bradley and Ray signed no recommendation. House Bill Number 621 has a further referral to the Community and Regional Affairs Committee.
Senate will stand at ease. The Senate will come to order. Senator Ferguson.
Bill 621, Unemployment Insurance, be referred to the Labor and Management Committee.
Let's see 621 for a moment. I'll make the additional referral of, has to do with unemployment insurance coverage by employees of the state to labor and management. I think that at the time I made this referral, perhaps that was the day that Senator Sackett was ill. I don't recall, but I want to direct the bill to his attention and perhaps the staff see if it has a fiscal impact on the state. I'm not certain. I'm not able to tell by reading it. Yes, the other referral is Community and Regional Affairs. Do the chairman of Labor and Management or Community and Regional Affairs have any ideas to the order of referral? Does either chairman want it first or would refer it first or second? Make any difference?
Chairman, I'd like to have this last referral.
The next referral is Community and Regional Affairs. And then we have a judiciary referral also on it. Let me ask the judiciary chairman, are you prepared to waive the referral on that matter or not, sir? Well, I'll not ask you at this time. There has been a request by labor manager. We'll make the order referrals, Community and Regional Affairs, Labor and Management, and Judiciary, in that order, suggesting to the Judiciary Chairman and the Finance Chairman that they examine the bill in the formally to see if it's a fiscal impact.
Both we have.
And other concerns. Secretary will continue. Next order of business.
The Finance Committee has had committee substitute for House Bill Number 627, Finance, appropriating for operating expenses of the state government under consideration, and recommends it be replaced with Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 627 with a new title, and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Holman, Croft, Meland, and Butrovich signed due pass. Senator Orsini signed no recommendation. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 627, Finance, has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee has had the following resolutions under consideration and recommends they be placed on the May 3 calendar. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 92, Use of State Funds for Air Transportation. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 95, Declaring a Day of Hope. The reports were signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Coletta and Holman. These two resolutions do appear on today's calendar. That is all the standing committee reports this morning.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports. There are no Senate resolutions this morning, and there are no Senate bills this morning, Mr. President.
Brings us to a daily calendar.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 92 by the Rules Committee relating to use of state funds for air transportation. The Commerce Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senators Bradley, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Sumner and Hackney.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move to adopt SCR 92.
Is there any objection to the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 92? Unanimous consent has been asked. Hearing no objection, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 92 is adopted.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 95 by the Finance Committee, declaring a day of hope. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had this bill, this resolution under consideration and recommended it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Hackney, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Ziegler, Bradley, and Willis.
Senator Coletta. Is there any discussion or debate?
I ask unanimous consent.
Unanimous consent has been asked. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 95 has been adopted. That concludes the calendar. Before we go into unfinished business, let me make all members of the Senate aware of the fact that the budget has been reported out and is in form for caucus discussion, which I anticipate that we will probably have Republican and Democratic caucuses on adjournment this morning. The caucuses can spend whatever time they wish, and if we do it after adjournment, the other members of the other caucus will have to wait around and make arrangements to meet their convenience. I'm going to ask that the rules chairman confer with the chairman of the Democratic and Republican caucuses after they caucus, and if there's no objection, that we try to calendar the budget for tomorrow. Of course, a reconsideration always gives it a second day, a second opportunity if members think that that's necessary. But I hope the caucuses will make a subject matter of their caucuses the possibility of scheduling the budget for tomorrow. Hopefully, we might get into a pre-conference situation as early as Friday, and probably no later than Monday, Friday if possible, because I'd like to see that pre-conference committee working this weekend, and it should be possible. I'm only making these suggestions at this time because of the effect it might have on committee chairman in the scheduling of their own, making their own announcements. Do you have any for the unfinished business, Senator Couture?
Mr. President, I move National House to simply excuse me on call of the House on Friday and Monday. I'll be here Friday. There's a substantial calendar, however.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Secretary Sumner, Senator Holman.
Mr. President, I'd ask to be excused from the call of the Senate on Thursday and Friday, May 4th and 5th. I'll be back for any weekend activity that is scheduled.
You're still eligible?
Yes, sir.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Secretary will note. Any further special orders or unfinished business? Senator Bradley,
sir. We revert to introduction of guests.
Without objection, sir, you have the floor.
I'd like to introduce two fine people from the Anchorage area, Mr. Eddie and Jen Turner.
Any further introduction of guests? Special orders or unfinished business? Senator Huber?
Mr. President, I serve notice of reconsideration on this, 492.
SCR 492, sir, did you say?
92.
Secretary will so note. Any further special orders?
We stand at ease for one
time. Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come to order. Senator Holman?
Under committee announcements?
Under announcements, sir, yes.
The scheduled Judiciary Committee meeting on the criminal code scheduled for Thursday will be canceled. We're going to hold that meeting on Tuesday next at the regular time, 3:00.
Senator Sackett.
Finance tomorrow at 8:00, and we'll be taking up the Northwest Gas Pipeline Authority bill and the resolution.
Senator Hackney.
Health Education and Social Services at 2 p.m. House Bill 351, School of Justice.
Justice Coast, HCR 103, including Correctional Industries Master Plan, Standard Study, Central 577, Sick Leave and Certificated School District Employees, Central 581, Special Appropriation, Kenai Community College.
Senator Willis.
Mr. President, there'll be a work session tomorrow at 1:30 of State Affairs. I'll post the room number. We have got it arranged, but it'll be on basically on Senate Bill 553, discussion of the capital site legislation, the CDC, and the new municipality.
Work session 1:30.
Any further announcements? Senator Ray.
Mr. President, the Joint Transportation Committee has finished another phase of their work, and it's been distributed to all members of both the House and the Senate. We have a few additional copies. If any of the senators want them, they can get them in my office, downstairs 103.
Any further announcements? Senator Pacula.
Upon adjournment, Senator Malin, Chairman of the Democratic Caucus, about 10 minutes after adjournment, we'll call it to order.
Would be
we have
quarter,
about 10 minutes, yes.
Quarter till 11, the Democrats will plan on caucusing. Any further announcements? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, the Republicans will caucus 10 minutes after adjournment. Mr. President, I move the national consent to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.